Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Hello and welcome to Mind Food Radio. Well, it's this time of the year where we cover off future beauty, where we crystal gaze and look into the future, we look at trends and scientific developments, and we talk to a range of people from within the beauty industry. My guest today is Helen Colinsano from Skin Deep Medi Spas in Perth, Australia. Welcome to the show, Helen.
Hi.
Now, we've chosen you because I don't think I've ever spoken to a spa owner, and I thought Western Australia would be great because it's, from a climate point of view, it's so hot and dry over there. And I'm really interested to know, in terms of treatments, you know, people coming in and getting treatments, how dry, because your climate is so dry, what sort of treatments do you offer? And is that one of the biggest issues that you have in terms of treating really dry skin?
I do think that is one of our major issues is dryness, along with pigmentation and sun damage.
Oh, okay.
Probably the two major things that we get clients coming in for. And even in, you know, people always think of summer, but even in winter, because when they're in the heating all day, then they become even drier as well. But, you know, at this time of the year, when we've had non-stop, you know, 35, 40 degree days, people, you know, though, even though they say, well, I'm not in the sun, their skin still becomes drier, dehydrated even. And I think the most requested treatments out of all of these are peels and the Omnilux treatment.
It's interesting, isn't it? Now, in terms of treatments and where you think it's going in the future, are beauty treatments becoming more or less invasive?
Totally less invasive. Okay. I've been a therapist for 30 years, so I've seen a big transformation over that time. What we can do now, we only dreamt of, you know, even 15 years ago. You do not need to be invasive to slow down aging, and to even turn it back now, like to even reverse it, can be done. Simply as the light causes majority of the damage in your skin, but it's actually light treatments that are taking it by storm and being non-surgical to reverse the aging.
It's such an interesting idea that, though, isn't it? Is it hard to get across to customers, you know, how that works?
Yeah, they think you've just got a torch and waving over their skin. It's all voodoo magic, I think, sometimes. But it is clinically proven, especially the Omnilux. It comes from a medical background. It's clinically proven. It'll actually reverse the signs of aging. It stimulates the lymphatic system as well. So if you've got decongestion, if you're dehydrated, it wakes up all your little fibroblasts and sort of just regenerates your cells.
Yeah. In terms of, you know, people coming through, where have you seen the big changes for you over those 30 years, you know, in terms of what you were doing when you first started? And really, you know, okay, we've talked about light therapy. Has the customer itself actually changed a lot?
100%. They're on the internet. They're researching now. A lot of this stuff, before it was really up to us to share our knowledge and get their confidence, and they had to put a lot of trust in us. Now we say to clients, please look this up, do your research, go online, look at this, look at that. And clients are far more educated now. They really do, you know, do their research before they come in, and they understand majority of what we're talking about rather than years ago they had no idea until we actually told them.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting, that, isn't it? It's like in creating Mind Food every month, you know, we treat our readers with the utmost respect, and the amount of research we do in and around our articles is huge. You know, it takes us months to write these, but again,
they
appreciate, you know, that depth of detail that you go to.
Oh, absolutely. And because, I mean, myself, I've been to the States and I go over East every year to the beauty expos, and you walk into a room and it's just hundreds and hundreds of retail, you know, companies trying to sell you. I mean, in the States, every light therapy machine was made by NASA. I mean, you've got to weed your way through all that junk to get to the clinically proven good treatments and products and ingredients. So, it's harder, that is, for us to do. Imagine how hard it is for the consumer. So having yourselves help that a lot is huge, you know, huge positive.
So where does the industry go in the future? Like, where do you see the future of the beauty industry?
I think it has become a lot more credible, and it will become even more credible because, you know, delivering proven result-driven treatments is the way to go. clients are so much more savvy. They understand everything now and they come in. And so I think non-surgical is the way to go. Everyone's scared of the knife and you never know what the end result's going to be. Mm. So prevention, I mean, even sunscreens have come such a long way in the 30 years I've been. I mean, it's amazing now. You know, your reflective sunscreens, your 50 pluses now that we can do. Amazing. Looking forward, I see more. Peels will always be there because peels just removing those dead cells so the new cells can come to the surface and you can have fresh skin. You can't really beat that. That's been around for 20 years and it's still a really big, strong player. Light therapies, I suppose, are going to continue to get better and better. And I think maybe even now, you know, the peptides that have come in, the hydropeptide and the peptide delivery system, and, you know, instead of Botox, working with natural peptides to do that similar reaction but without having the needles and things like that is where it's probably going to go.
Helen, thanks so much for being on today's show. It's been absolutely interesting watching and listening to someone from the industry sort of see where it's gone and where it's come from, because it certainly has changed over the years.
Oh, look, I remember putting on a mask, you know, a green mask, which would calm down the redness, and it was like all nice and fluffy, but only last 10 minutes. But that was as most we could do back then. And now, what we do now is just amazing. And I, even though I've been doing it for 30 years, I'm pretty excited as to where it's going to go, because I can't even imagine it, really.
Yeah. Helen, thank you so much for being on today's show.
Oh, thank you. It was great. And continue doing what you're doing with your magazine and online. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. That's Helen Colanzano from Skin Deep MediSpas in Perth, Australia. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.